never boring, never in the same league with anybody else. I don't want to be there, and I don't want to have anybody on the air with me that's there. So therefore, we bring ourselves around to the portion of the program. We always talk about health, nutrition, fitness, that sort of thing. Joining Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and me is Andrea Metcalf, who is the author of Naked Fitness, the weight loss program for a pain-free body. Andrea, I saw this app, and it had you written all over it. It's an app that decreases your chances of injury if you insist on walking and using your mobile device at the same time. When you click on this app, your camera is used to create a transparent background while you're texting. Read an ebook, maybe you're tweeting, maybe even sending email. It also rotates the camera view sideways so you can expand your view. And if you want to do spying, there's even a record button to record your surroundings while you walk, available for a dollar on iOS devices and the Android market. So walking and watching, you know, in this past week, there have been a number of cities that have started fining people as they walk if they're tweeting or texting. And
really?
So this lets you use the camera to see where you're going while you read your texts. So I would think you could, you know, go one step further, pardon the pun, and use it while you're running. I've seen people running, actually reading. It's sort of like, as mind-boggling as it seems, visualize this. You're in the gym and you're on the treadmill and you have in front of you a screen. You can watch television or you can read a book or do something like that. So that's stationary and you're in the gym. Transfer yourself outside to doing the same exercise virtually, except you're out on the street and you want to read or you want to have something occupy your mind because running is mindless, is it not? And when you get right down to it.
All those trees and everything to look at, how boring are they?
I think they're pretty. If you do the same route, they're pretty boring. Same thing, you go through the... It's like exercise in general. Andrea's not going to be happy when I say this, but I've said this to her before. I think exercising is an unbelievable bore. It just is... I'm not a fan, unless you can work out with somebody that you like and have some fun. But to do it on your own... And that's it, motivation is what really gets people to be successful, Andrea, right?
Yeah, but I think that, and I've said this a million times to you too, Doug, that you need to do something that's fun. And if exercise to you as a friend is fun, then that's how you should always be exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And this app thing is kind of cool. I can't figure out the name. I'm finding articles on it very quickly, and I see what the screen looks like. It really is kind of transparent with the words over it.
Yep.
So I think that's a really cool thing you stumbled upon.
I believe it's called Type and Walk. T-Y-P-E, the letter N with an apostrophe, and W-A-L-K. See if you can find that one. If anybody can find it, you can find it. I've never seen anybody who could be as ambidextrous with their skills on the various social media like you are. Andrea is everywhere, and that's why she's so well-known, because she knows how to use the techniques to get her message across. I think it's very cool, frankly. Speaking of cool, the problems of heat stroke already presenting themselves. We even had some heat stroke in April when weather was good, temperatures warm. So how do people avoid that if they want to be good loyal exercisers, as you suggest?
Well, you know, last week we talked a little bit about what time of day you work out at,
mm-hmm.
and certainly exercising in the morning or late at night is cooler than the hot temperatures during the day, and doing things like biking or being on the water, like with the new sports stand-up paddle that's really, in the last few years, really taken off, are great ways to make sure that you don't get overheated because water's right there or air's moving around you. So you gotta be smart, and you gotta stay hydrated. Make sure you drink water, you know, 4 to 6 ounces for every 15 minutes of exercise before or during or after you work out.
All right. So make sure you are hydrating yourself. One thing is pretty important. We were talking earlier about dating, and one of the
oh, no.
what?
Oh, no.
Not about your dating. Oh, dating, okay, in general. No, this is about what people would do on the second, third, or fourth date. And the person we were talking to seemed to think it would be a good idea if you had an ex. Yeah, the first time you get together, you kind of got to get to know the other person. But then if you don't want to be stationary, you want to do something, invite the person that you want to be with. If you've decided to go to the second date, then there's something going on, a little bit anyway. So go exercise. Do something that moves your body.
Yeah, biking.
Yeah.
Biking is a great thing because we have Rock Creek Park that goes down through D.C. and ends up at the zoo. And you
That's
can go
great
grab
exercise.
Something. Oh, it was great. It was a great second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth date, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. And it might be something that you once you're, you know, again, you find that both of you like doing it. And again, as Andrea said a few minutes ago, do the exercising that you like. Turn yourself on in a sense and do that. I mean, there may be even a group ride.
Well, there's also something about when you're working out, and Andrea, you can, I'm sure, express it better. The endorphins get released. You're happy. You're enjoying it.
Are you suggesting that something else will happen as a result of that exercise?
Well, hey.
Well, there's two things. Yes, people who exercise more have better sex lives. That's one. And number two, when you exercise, your hormones that have to do with sex get fired up. The endorphins aren't the only things. We actually have changes in our sexual estrogen and progesterone levels that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the study right now as we're talking about it because I thought that's maybe where you were going.
That makes sense, though, when you look at it that way. As part of, again, doing something with people that you like. You enjoy their company, so you'll enjoy it. And more people, it seems, you find like-minded people. So if you're interested, I mean, I certainly want to be healthy and stay in shape. When I'm on the farm, it's easier. When I'm not on the farm, I find it difficult to be motivated to do that sort of thing. And
on the farm for you is exercise.
Yeah, no, it is. I think, and more I'm thinking as you have suggested, you've had a terrific impact on me in that I am thinking about moving all of my muscle groups when I'm working or running to jump on a tractor or move a cow or do something that requires me to move to stimulate my body. What I do is think about my butt and my back and my shoulders and trying to find out some exercise that will help me not get any shorter. I don't know whether that's...
I got to imagine that moving a cow is a pretty good exercise.
Yeah, it is. It can be a pretty good exercise. And I think...
Are you talking about your date or working on the farm?
Very good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was there.
Yeah.
It's serum testosterone that gets raised, by the way, just for the audience's knowledge base.
Serum testosterone?
Yes.
What about in women?
Well, this is serum testosterone. I thought we were talking about you. So.
Well, thanks. In general, people probably learn more about themselves in understanding either. So in general, men, their serum testosterone elevates when they're exercising.
Correct.
Is that it?
Well, if men have heightened awareness, if they're in a heightened sexual drive, then they'll probably, you know, have a better relationship with the person they're in.
So,
think of all the trainers who have fallen in love, like Madonna with her trainer.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
You know, you hear that all the time.
And this is exactly why some gyms become meat markets, right?
Right. Yeah, they're the dating bars of the era that we're in, right? And what is the expression? Strength is the new sexy. Haven't I heard that or read it someplace?
If not, you should coin it.
I like that one. Can I tweet that?
Yeah, tweet that. I thought I'd seen that somewhere. I don't come up with too many original ideas.
No, that's
not
pretty
at all.
Good.
But Rich, would you get
Well,
that?
Actually, you're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. One of your great original ideas is Israel should be moved to New Jersey.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
What?
Another one is that all humans are from other planets, but dogs are all from here.
Okay. I'm not sure that dogs are all from here, frankly.
Right.
Bulldogs are.
Doug had so many great original thoughts that we had a jingle made for whenever he has one of them. We haven't broken it out in a while. We'll have to do that again.
Yeah.
Andrea, I just tweeted, at Andrea Metcalf reminds us that exercise people who exercise have better sex. Something we all know, but sometimes forget to act on. Get busy, people.
Oh, yeah. My God, I would retweet that in a heartbeat.
Right. And what was it I just said that you're going to retweet?
I'm going to retweet that.
What? Yeah, but you said
strength is the new sexy.
You're going to redo that as well.
That one I got to tweet.
All right.
So although it didn't work too well on Jamie Lee Curtis when Doug told her he liked her beefy arms. She didn't appreciate that.
I'm not sure that that's the case. I don't know that she quite knew what to think or say at all.
You got that right.
Circumstances. So what's this new craze, stand-up paddle boarding?
It's not new.
Well, it's been the last few years it's really been trending up. So you're seeing it in more and more lakes and, like I saw it in Kenosha, Wisconsin this past week, and I saw someone doing stand-up paddle on a small lake.
Is it hard? Is it like tight walk roping?
It's like you're standing on a big surfboard.
Yeah, but you have to balance.
You do have to balance, and you have to use your core, your muscles, bend your knees a little bit in order to pull with the paddles. In kayak, where your butt's the lowest center of gravity, and you're kind of using that core and upper body, you use the legs and the core and everything tied in together. It's great for anyone who has any kind of back issues once they get the hang of it.
Well, my parents used to have a place on the lake. My favorite thing to do is just jump in that kayak and just go. It's so peaceful out there, and it's such a great exercise.
I think anything like that is bound to be something that'll get you all kind of charged up and worked up. And then after you do it, if you're going with a girlfriend, you get all romantic and amorous afterwards.
What is with you this morning?
Well, I think that's what Andrea
really on a roll.
Suggested.
You must have had a weekend.
Yeah. All right. Andrea Metcalf. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com and NakedFitness.com. Andrea, thank you. I'm always intrigued with your thinking.
Strength is the new sexy. You said it yourself.
Write that down. Yes. All right. I think it is.
She just tweeted it.
She did.
Yeah.
All right. Did she give me credit at least?
Did she? Yes.
I did. Good day show.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very sweet. Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
90 past the hour. Good day.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alley C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alley Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alley C or Alley Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Is emerging as one of the power players in people supporting Mr. Obama. She has been endorsed by Cindy Lauper because he endorsed, did I say he's been endorsed by her? Am I getting my pronouns correctly?
Who's endorsing who here?
She endorsed him because he endorsed same-sex marriage.
Right. Oh.
And apparently, right. I didn't realize that she was... I thought she was bi... sexual, but anyway, excuse me, Rich, you were saying?
I don't know that I ever thought about her.
But she's a big activist for gay and lesbian rights in the entertainment community, that's for sure. She was in D.C. to get an award for her work to end problems that come from LGBT.
What is that?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender problems.
Okay.
A lot of youngsters who come from those homes are homeless. So there is a move. Everybody seems to have a problem. But I wouldn't be. I'm not laughing at the problem. I just find it interesting as to how many problems you can find that there is not a solution for, in essence. Anyway, she said, "I've never been so proud of a president before. I've never been so proud to be an American. I've been seeing all my life the disparity and inequality. And so to be a part of this and be here at this time gives me great hope." She has not always had a great connection to politicians. Remember the song "Girls Just Want to Have Fun"?
Of course.
A lot of politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, have tried to use the songs, and she told them they couldn't, or her, who through whomever. She said, "I wanted them not to use my songs. I'm worried about certain songs being used for politics because certain songs are healing songs. And I don't think there's anything about politics that's healing." That's something to be said for that. She's had a change of heart, though, because of the president's announcement on... She said she didn't vote for him before, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
So now she's a new fan.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting. All right. So Cindy Lauper here on Good Day with Heather and Rich, 26 past the hour. Last Friday, we asked, as the weekend poll, you to tell us the first thing you were going to do to celebrate. 33% of you said cookout on the grill.
Check.
I had a conversation with Mr. McFadden about that over the weekend.
Did that.
22% said pick up fresh fruit and veggies.
Check. Did that.
I did that. Let's see here. 14% said counting down the days till the kids go back to school. That's really sweet.
The kids aren't even out of school.
Not even out of school yet.
A couple more weeks.
13% said staying inside doesn't feel like summer here where I am yet. 9% said go to the beach. 10% said go to the pool. I opened
Check.
Up my pool.
Did that.
And you you got your pool open up?
Yep.
All right. The poll today is significant because we have just been through a three-day memorial for some 4 days, started Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and now you're back at work today or you're on your way.
Traffic was still a little light this morning coming in. So
was it? Yeah.
People I'm assuming we'll be back to full force tomorrow.
Slows down. So what'd you do? And I can feel it here. Don't you feel it's sort of a little funny?
Yeah.
Not really full momentum.
Always the day after. People extend these things. So they don't have to drive back on that Monday, you know.
Anyway, what did you do on Memorial Day? A, went to a parade. B, visited a museum or a monument. C, attended a ceremony at a church or cemetery. D, spent the day with family and friends. E, went shopping. F, was just another work day for me. So, Richie, you did a number of things.
I worked in a parade.
You worked at a parade.
Yeah, our sister organization here, the American Veterans Center, is responsible for the National Memorial Day Parade on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, you know, I have something to do in it, and this year I had a lot to do in it. Mm-hmm. And surrounded by thousands of our active duty troops and some people who reenacted some of the Civil War stuff and... Mm-hmm. I got to see Buzz Aldrin and Chuck Yeager, Gary Sinise, Joe Mantegna, Chris Allen from American Idol, Miss America, blah, blah, blah. And it was neat. A lot of fun. A lot of nice people.
Yeah.
I got to interact with the people who came to the parade because I just wanted to go out there and just kind of get the message out about the American Veterans Center.
Yeah.
And just handing out little flags just saying thank you for coming and just telling them that the American Veterans Center is responsible for it. And neat people. Just I must have met or at least said hello to 1,000 people.
Yeah, the new mayor.
It was
hobnobbing.
Fun.
With the rich and famous. So that's it is supposed to be Memorial Day. Some of them ought not to be fun. I object to.
No, it was fun. You hand a little kid a flag and his face just lights up. It was fun.
29, that was fun. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Tesla has a teenage...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
After Memorial Day, two more days left in the month of May. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. So I'm going to tell you my TSA story. I've not been on the air. Well, it was on yesterday, but I wanted to concentrate on Memorial Day. So Friday, you know, I went last Wednesday afternoon to go to be with Megan on Thursday,
right
in Los Angeles at her school.
And you cried.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Many times.
I have several times since then, in fact. So then Friday morning, I'm coming back here, go to the airport, and I wasn't able to fly American because I didn't have any seats. So I decided I'd fly on JetBlue rather than United because I haven't been on JetBlue. And I've done the East Coast on JetBlue, and the seats are comfortable. And even though they're on those crap can Airbuses, I figured, okay, I'll give it a shot. And they fly out of the old TWA terminal at LAX, and I know the terminal well because I used to fly TWA when they were in existence all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into the line, and I know in American I can maneuver myself because there are three standings, and there's one that doesn't have the new kind of X-ray machine, so I always get myself into that line.
Oh boy.
And go through that. Well, at Terminal 3, they don't have any. They have two machines, and they're both the new X-ray scanner. So I opted out, even though in this line there is the old-style scanner. They put the old-style scanner and the new-style scanner because the new-style scanners are always malfunctioning, and they got to have something. So you always see those two together. Sometimes you see the old standard by itself. So, and I usually, if there are two there, I usually watch the line and wait until it's backed up two or three, and then go wanting to
mm-hmm.
get into the other one. So
did you make friends?
Anyway, I did. I actually made several enemies, and I'm going to write a letter to the Mr. Pastore. Listen to this. You want to hear something outrageous. Listen to this.
Here we go.
So the guy says to me, no, you have to wait in the line over there, even though he's standing there and he could have let me through.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell his body language was horrible, awful.
He was looking for a fight.
Awful, looking mm-hmm. for a fight. So, anyway, I said, no, I'm opting out. So he looked at me and growled, stand over there. And I looked at him. I didn't say anything for a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, after a bit
about... Did you give him a good eye, though?
2 minutes. No, I didn't, wasn't even... No. I was looking at what was going on around me. Okay. I actually was counting because I knew he is... When I say I'm opting out, he has to say male scan, male opt out, or something like that. He said it, but he said it under his breath so nobody could hear him. And I said, why'd you say it so softly? He said, what do you mean? I said, you didn't say it loudly enough that anybody could hear you in all this commotion. So please ask again. And he did the same thing. Male opt out. Like that. So I said, give me your supervisor, please. And I said it just like that. And he turned around and did the same thing. Supervisor, line three. So that nobody could hear him. I said, what is the matter with you? I'm not standing here. I have a right not to use that scanner.
And you're being
punished. I'm opting out, and I'm being punished because I asked not to use it. He said, you're not being punished. I said, of course I'm being punished. There are 14 guys. I'm watching him. He says they're trainees because they're getting ready for summer. I said, don't, what do you think? I'm stupid. Don't give me that stuff. So then he really starts in on me. I said, I want the supervisor, and I want the supervisor now.
Why didn't you call for the supervisor?
I did. I finally did. I made enough noise so the supervisor came over. So, and I'm watching. Remember now, my bags have gone through the x-ray machine. Mm-hmm. In my bag are my wallet, my cell phone, all of my, I mean, you can't go through with anything.
Right.
So I put it in my briefcase.
Sure.
Everything is there. So I'm watching while one of them looks around for me, sees, knows that that bag is mine, sees me doing my exhortation, and I'm watching him, and I can't see what he's doing, and I don't find out for a few minutes what he's done. Anyway, he takes the bags, and he puts them off to the side. So I finally get, after the supervisor gives me this load of baloney, and then gives the guy when who's giving me a hard time a high five when he goes through. After he's come to see me, gives him a high five.
I'd be out of my mind.
I was absolutely ripping.
And that's the supervisor?
Yeah, the supervisor.
High-fiving.
Yeah, right. Okay. So then I go to have my frisking, and the guy was very pleasant who did that. Nice kid. He was fine. He said, you've done this before. I said,
friendly
I do
frisker.
It. Two or three. He says, I'm going to touch you. And I said, I know. I'll giggle. Because that's what I tell them all, because I do usually. So anyway, he chuckled, and I grabbed my bags, and I was on my way. I went down to 5 minutes before getting on the plane, and I needed to make a call. Open up my briefcase. No cell phone.
No.
They had, so I think to myself, where's my cell phone? I know I put it in here. And I zipped it because I have had a cell phone fall out of my bag when I didn't, or it was fell out of my jacket and I lost one. It didn't fall out of my bag. So I go back to the gate, back to the area, the supervisor's area, back at the entryway, security entryway. And I look at this kid and I say, anybody turn in a cell phone? He looks at me, and then this goon behind him says, describe it. I said, it's a black cell phone. He says, I need a better description than that.
Oh.
I said, it's a black cell phone. It's a Samsung black cell phone. So he opens up the drawer. He keeps looking at me, and he's fumbling around. He's not looking in the drawer, and I know he's jobbing me. So I said, I want to see the phones that are in that drawer. He said, no, you can't. And I just about lost it in front of this guy. And there's a woman there. And I said to her, you have the phone over there? Dial 310, my cell phone number. It rings
in the drawer.
No.
So the guy takes the cell phone out. And I said, and I looked at him. And I said, this looks pretty black to me. And he's a black kid. And he looks at me and he scowls. He says, yeah, but it's got a red circle around the screen area. I said, you jerk. What are you trying to pull? Who do you think you are? So they made me sign for the cell phone, and I just walked
You've got to be kidding me.
Unbelievable.
So, let me ask you this, and I want you to be totally honest with me.
Yeah.
All right. We all know what you think about TSA.
Yeah.
When you approach this, and I know that sometimes you have very good experiences with them.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But when you approach them to begin with, do you get, because for me, I want a pleasant experience through here. So what I do is I bring on my happy face.
Yeah.
Fun. Hey, what's going on? You guys having a good day? Boom, everything goes smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You, I kind of get the feeling
answer
that
to your question is
some days
no.
you approach them with a happy face.
I'm happy if they're happy. This kid wasn't happy.
Right.
He could have set the tone as well as me setting the tone. I could have been the better man for it.
Right. That's what I'm asking. Who's setting the tone?
He set the original tone.
Is it based on how they look when you approach them?
It's based on how they look and act to me. As I said to you, the kid who frisked me was fine, and we get along great. But the rest of them were all a-holes.
When you see, instead of going through this experience, when you see somebody who looks sour when you approach them, do you think you can turn them around so that it then turns into your favor so you have an easy experience?
Not my job.
Why not make it easy for yourself, though?
Because that's not my job.
You looking for trouble?
No, but I'm not going to run away from it. When somebody puts me in the penalty box for 4 or 5 minutes, when I've only chosen to...
But had you walked up and tried to turn that person's sour attitude around...
Why is that my job?
It's
not
your job.
They're getting paid to do a service.
You realize that these people are...
Stupid.
Some of them are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So you are smart.
Thank you.
Why not be smart and make that stupid
argument.
Do what you want them to do.
Very good argument. I'm just fed up.
I know.
With being handled and manhandled.
What I'm trying to do is help you not have
but
these
situations. But it doesn't help
anymore.
The situation. It doesn't help.
But you know
stress
what,
is not good for
you
anything under anybody, and I don't need
it. So if you control the situation from the point with which you approach them, if you're in total control of that situation, you will not have to go through this any longer.
You may be right.
You're a salesperson.
I have no question
about
that.
You know how to control the situation.
But I am.
Control it.
I understand that that's probably a good way for me to approach these things. And I think under the circumstances, I actually had plenty of time. So it wasn't like I was worried about time. For a change, I had an extra 15, 20 minutes. And I don't usually have that much time. But I know how to. When I go into the American terminal, I got it down pat because I know where to go. I know how it works. I know how they'll handle me. I see the same people. They kind of, they recognize. It's like the same flight attendants on the plane. You get to sort of know some of them. But at this other terminal, I didn't know anybody. But it was just the whole point of them lording it.
I understand.
And it just,
But you know what?
If they'd have been doing their job, you win. You know what?
You're right.
I don't think any of us win with the TSA because it's a ridiculous excuse for spending billions of dollars, and that thing rankers me as well.
But you don't want to be the guy that's walking away while they're high-fiving each other behind your back.
Yeah. Well, what is that? But
they,
in general,
they feel like
how
they
dare
win
they?
Then.
How dare they?
And it just exacerbates the situation.
Yeah. But that's them being in control. Now, you can say, well, if I were nice,
my favorite thing
I would
to do
have
with
been
stupid
in
people is to make them feel like they won, but you actually did.
So why do you try to make me feel that way all the time?
I'm not. I'm making you recognize something you already know.
I know. I do recognize. I was giving you an opportunity there.
Thank you.
You didn't take me up on it.
I'm not going to play this game.
Anyway. Well, I don't normally have to play it unless I'm in an airport that I don't really know.
Yeah.
But it just galls me. I thought it was interesting that in San Francisco they've thrown the TSA out. The whole San Francisco airport, I forgot that when I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're run by private, and they just
and
faster.
How was it?
It was wonderful. Just fast and efficient and friendly. And that's all I ask. I mean,
I will say, as frequently, as often as I've flown from different airports, they generally aren't the most welcoming people.
They aren't.
They aren't.
Like, they're told
angry,
not to be friendly.
Hostile. We have to get, and this woman who wanted to debate me, I forgot where it was. It may have been Chicago, month and a half, 2 months ago, when I went through. It may not have been Chicago. I don't remember where it was. I was someplace, and this woman, I said the same thing. I think I opted out, and I was standing there. I said, I don't want to be penalized. She said, you need to be penalized. I said, huh? How's that? She said, no, you have to stand aside and let other people go through so we can protect them from September 11th.
Oh, my gosh.
September 11th was a long time ago, lady. You're not going to protect them from that anymore.
I mean, what are these people thinking? I just don't. I mean, I have my moments. There's no question about that. I am a kinder, gentler soul for the most part. But this kind of stuff just sends me
into orbit. I know it. I know it annoys you. And that's why I'm trying to.
I understand. And you're very nice to be my friend. and tell me that, and stress is all.
You don't need this kind of stress.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
It's useless.
Right. It is, because it's not going to change. I'm not going to change the system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and I understand that as well. But these things are so, they're egregious. They're so.
I mean, it's great for us to talk about it, and maybe we will change the system.
Well,
maybe we will.
How many times have we had this conversation? I remember a guy from Sanford, Florida called us once after we had this conversation. He told us he was a TSA guy and agreed with everything that I said.
Sure.
Remember that? I don't know how long ago it was, but I remember the guy calling saying, I'm a TSA agent, and you're right. About everything. And I don't have to be right about everything.
It's all top down.
Yeah.
It's the management and the people below them.
Jane is in the District of Columbia. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hi, Doug. I can understand, you know, the situation that you were in. Of course, I don't fly, Doug, but I have a son and husband, you know, blah, blah, that flies. But, and other people. But you didn't have to do that guy any favors. You paid your money to board that plane and...
That's right.
Else.
By the way, there's a tax on your ticket to pay for the TSA and the privilege of being abused by them. You pay for that. You're right. I'd forgotten about that. And every ticket, there's a tax paying for your for the friendly service that you get from the TSA.
Well, the only thing you missed was, do you know who pays your salary?
Yeah, I probably should have tried that.
Right. Well, if he had said that, he would have really gotten angrier.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry you couldn't have kicked his A. You know, I mean, you know, you're paying your money and people, and you got to ask them, please, I'm paying my money, please help me.
Yeah, please abuse me some more.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Do it again, harder, harder.
I mean, you know, Doug is a good guy, and, but I don't know, what attitude did he have?
His attitude was, I am in charge of you, you're my piece of meat.
His attitude is, I don't like my job, I'm stuck here, and you're not going to be happy if I can't be happy.
Yeah, right.
That's something that's just
you know what I'm gonna take Rishi's advice, and the next time it happens I'm going to start singing, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point
to Bobby
of view,
McFerrin,
get an ugly girl to marry.
Don't sing to him. Go on and do what you're supposed to do, because you've been doing it before. You got to bow
cow. You know what I want to do? You've heard of the guy. There was a guy who went through the Cleveland airport naked, and a woman who went through, I think, Chattanooga naked. I'm going to moon him the next time. How's that? Huh? Well, I have a little mooning. The moon shines over Alabama or whatever. All right, Jane, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you. 11 before the hour, and good day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. We're itchy, too. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Memorial Day means trips to barbecues, ball games, and beaches. And Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas. So hurry in now for a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. For just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. And you'll save on all tires, too. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Offer ends 5/29/12.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Spice Girls from the movie Spice World. Melanie Brown, who's known as Scary Spice. Too bad Jennifer weren't here to celebrate this with us. Is 27 today.
She's returning, too, to the music scene. She signed with EMI earlier this year.
Yep. She's how old?
37.
Okay.
So all the Spices coming back, or just this Spice?
No, it's a solo. Solo career. Yep.
So she's going to be called
Mel
by her real
B.
name?
Melanie Brown.
Mel B. All right.
She's with EMI now.
Isn't that sweet? Wonderful. I'm impressed that you know that, in fact.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
Spice Girls expert.
With a review. Well, Jennifer's always been our resident Spice Girl expert, so we now have two. There, Chucker is our expert on movies, DVDs, videos, Entertainment Today and Beyond is his blog. We have a contest before we get to movie news, which is basically a recap of how the movies did at the box office this weekend. First, though, a snippet from one of four movies, soon to be five, I believe. So your job is to figure out which one it is. A number one movie during this week in 2007 may help put it into perspective. 800-510-8255. Should you want to take a shot at identifying this movie for a swell prize, if you haven't won before on Movie Moments, now may be your chance. Here's the first clip.
You're mad.
Thank goodness for that, because if I wasn't, this would probably never work.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, okay. So you got the character anyway.
Yeah,
you got to figure out which movie it is.
Right.
That's right. Next clip, Richie.
Why should I sail with any of you? Four of you have tried to kill me in the past. One of you succeeded.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That is probably the defining moment, Chuck. Do you agree? That tells you.
I know. Well, I know who it is and what franchise it's from.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure what the...
All right, the last line, the last guy pretty much gave that away, but listen to the next clip.
Did no one come to save me just because they missed me?
All right.
I don't know which one it is.
All right. But remember, it was this week in 2007 when it was number one at the box office. Let me help you a little bit. 800. Chucker's got it. 800-510-8255. Richie, are we free or do we need some? We need a moment here, probably.
Chucker will be back with movie news and a recap of what did well at the box office right after
just
this.
Just a moment. Yeah. Thank you.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. but I'm not yelling we or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
All right, we may be in trouble here, so I offer this as a challenge. The movie starring, let's see here, Dark Shadows. But everybody got his voice anyway, so that's not helpful.
No, everybody knows what the character
is. You just
have
to pick out which movie. And how many are there? There are four that have been shown. Isn't there another one in the can? Chucker?
No, there's four. No, just four.
Four.
They'll eventually make another one.
Right.
They're too profitable not to.
How much does he get? $30 million for each one?
I'm sure he gets that up front. Probably profit participation. He's probably made at least $50 million off the last couple.
So this guy's.
I think he made $100 million off the last two. It was a combined.
Really?
It was a combined deal. Yeah.
So he's making a lot of dough. This guy's going to be one of the better off of all the Hollywood crowd.
Come a long way since 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, sure has.
Right. I'm surprised they didn't try to put him in that movie.
He's come a long way since Freddie grabbed him in Nightmare on Elm Street.
All right. So what's going on at the box office over the weekend, Chucker?
No surprise. Men in Black 3 opened on 2,248 screens, did $70 million in business over the Memorial Day weekend. I seen it yesterday with my wife and six-year-old daughter. I liked it. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones are quite good, but Josh Brolin is terrific playing the younger K, the younger version of the Tommy Lee Jones character. Movie has entertainment value. First act, third act are pretty good, so the second act drags somewhat, but it does end on a very emotional note, which I noticed a lot of people in the audience really dug. Marvel, The Avengers play second, $48.5 million in its fourth week of release, $523 million to date. For a movie to do this type of business, Doug, it has to get repeat viewers and a lot of people going back to see this film two or three times, which is why Universal's Battleship is a bomb, just $13.3 million a week in number two, $44 million in 2 weeks of release. The Dictator fourth and the Chernobyl Diaries, a new horror film, round out the top five.
It was Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.